If you've ever wondered what makes the Cobra dance, this is the place to find out. For Marrakesh's street performers, an ordinary afternoon means out-of-the-ordinary entertainment. Enchanted serpents are just a small part of the action on Jemaa El Fanah Square. Just inside Marrakesh's ancient ramparts, this is a cultural crossroads of a very theatrical kind. It's Marrakesh's answer to the three-ring circus, and it's been showtime here every day since the 11th century. Every afternoon, Jemaa El Fanah transforms itself into a festival of sights and sounds. It used to be that every city in Morocco had a place like this, a sort of entertainment free-for-all in the center of town. But the country has moved into the TV age, and people are leaving the old ways behind. Now, Jemaa El Fanah is the only one left. Wydad Teba works to protect this unique part of Marrakesh's culture as part of a grassroots organization dedicated to the square.
It's essential because it's the memory of the city. If you want to learn the history of this city, if you want to get to know its sensibilities, if you want to learn about its habits, its tastes, its desires, come to the square.
There's something for everyone. Street preachers give sermons on the Quran, while fortune tellers read the stars. Public scribes write letters for the illiterate, and herbal pharmacies dispense medicines and advice. But when Marrakeshis want to just sit back, relax, and listen, they turn to the storytellers. Layaki Benjikani is telling the story of the inheritance. The son of a rich merchant is advised by his dying father to live a virtuous life. But he falls victim to temptation and suffers the consequences. Old men and young boys gather around, hanging on his every word.